Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
It stands alone in high yield potential. It's Lone Rider, another innovative new wheat variety created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Lone Rider has the broadest geographic reach among all the OSU varieties throughout the Western Plains. Want strong yields without the week's draw? Lone Rider has the standability and short stature, good for maximizing irrigated yields, and finishes early with a large kernel. Saddle up with Lone Rider. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
The Oklahoma Angus Association presents the 20th Annual Gathering Place Sale, Saturday, August 31st at noon at H2 Cattle Company, located just east of Perkins, Oklahoma on Highway 33. The sale will feature over 80 registered female lots, as well as spring calving and bred heifers and cows from many of Oklahoma's top Angus breeders. For more information or a sale catalog, go to mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. Well, interest in cash cattle trades expected to remain limited through most of the morning. A few initial asking prices restated as expected, but nothing of significance likely to develop until midweek, probably later. Bids are unlikely early today, and when they do develop later in the week, limited initial movement from last week's likely. It's likely asking prices will redevelop around 108 to 110, while bids later in the week will likely start around 103 to 104. That being said, both sides are likely to wrap things up before late day Friday ahead of the long holiday weekend. Over on the hogs, market volatility has remained heightened through the last week, with limit moves in either direction, creating even more certainty and lack of long-term market direction. Limit gains developed on trade optimism Monday based on the idea that recent back-and-forth tariffs had made China want to come to the table and talk trade in a significant way, and that seems to have fizzled, with uncertainty about where this will leave market optimism through the rest of the week. Now, moving to the grains, mixed to weaker wheat markets with winter wheat contracts lower while spring wheat maintained small gains. The USDA reiterated the slow pace of harvest in the Northern Plains, pegging spring wheat harvest at 38% complete versus 16% last week and the 65% average. Slightly easier corn prices overnight, continuing the tepid theme set up during yesterday's session. Early week trade featured some excitement following President Trump's agreement in principle on trade with Japan, as well as his comments regarding trade negotiations restarting with China. As more time has passed, however, neither trade development would appear to deliver the long-awaited demand shot in the arm the corn market so desperately needs. Well, weaker soybean prices overnight as yesterday's trade-related excitement appears to be waning. Most of the session yesterday was spent trying to piece together what actually happened or didn't between U.S. and Chinese negotiators. Now, we're going to check all the futures when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Live cattle futures, October live cattle up 160, 101.10, 101 even actually. In December was up 167 at 105.97. September feeder cattle up 275 at 136. October up 185 at 134.37. October hogs up 450 at 63.80. December up 425, 63.02. Kansas City wheat, September unchanged, 389. December down a half penny yesterday, 401.5. Chicago wheat, September down a quarter penny, 472.75. December is down a half at 474.75. September corn down a quarter penny, 358.25. December was down 3/4 at 367.5. And September soybeans down 6.25 at 847.5. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.